One thing that we as people do very wrong, I believe, we have 100 positive comments and one negative, and we tend to focus on that. Why is that?
I don't know. I think it anger, sympathy, the negative emotions are more powerful. This is something that I used to write about as a kid, not for any projects, but just for myself. And I often wondered this. And I used to do this exercise with myself whenever I was sad, happy, angry, any type of emotion that you could think of. I used to imagine that. It might sound silly, but I used to imagine that I was an alien from another planet and had never felt these feelings before. And instead of feeling the feeling, just appreciating the feeling, if that makes sense. So if you're happy, imagine you're feeling happy for the first time ever, and it's like, whoa, this is an incredible feeling. And then try to bring yourself back. If you're sad, it's like, okay, I lost someone dear to me. I'm sad. Why am I? What are these feelings? Like, explore the feelings instead of actually just sinking into them. And I always remember saying that anger was the hardest one to just be like, I'm angry. I don't feel like doing this exercise right now. Let me just be angry. And I think it's just there's something about it. It is that it's very. I'm not sure what the word is, but it's just more powerful than the other ones. It just evokes that emotion. It's very difficult to step back when you see these, you put your soul, you put your heart, you put your blood, sweat, and tears into a project, and people tell you it's shit. You can't help but to feel that feeling. But you can step back and say, okay, this person obviously has never done anything like this before, or they don't have an eye for it, or they just didn't like it, and that's fine. That's okay.